Hello, I'm Karl-Peter. I'm a principal program manager for the Azure Mobile Engagement product, and I'm going to talk to you today about how to maximize your mobile application usage and retention for your mobile apps. So what we are going to see today is a brief overview of what Azure Mobile Engagement is. Then we'll see what it does in a bit more details, and we'll see some use case examples of how you can really use it in your use cases. Then we'll dive into the code, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in this recording, into how to integrate Azure Mobile Engagement into your application, and then playing a full end-to-end scenario to integrate also engagement with your backend. So just before we start, I wanted to show you a brief video of what mobile engagement is.
All right, you've published an app, so now you have no clue if it's used often or simply gets forgotten. Whoa. To keep your users interested, you start spamming them with push notifications. However, those could get very annoying, and users might even delete your app. Whoa. You decide to get an analytics tool. Well, now you have loads of data, but you still need to set up campaigns for every possible situation and send it to every platform separately. That just takes forever. Isn't there a better way to keep your users interested? Boom! Introducing Azure Mobile Engagement. Azure Mobile Engagement is a platform that combines analytics with push notifications and in-app messaging campaigns. It monitors the activity in real time, like what pages are visited, when and where. But it actually goes way beyond that. You can ask any question, like after how many visits a user is most likely to post a review or buy something. With this info, Azure Mobile Engagement helps you automate targeted campaigns that work on every platform and any device with an internet connection, even a smart TV. Finally, Azure Mobile Engagement also recognizes user segments for you. For example, the ones that are losing interest. You can directly send something really cool to win them over again. Awesome! Azure Mobile Engagement. Pilot your apps.
Okay, so as you can see, mobile engagement objective is really to help you leverage your user base, make them more active, use more your app, come back, and have a better retention for your mobile applications. So let's see into more details why we build that solution. So the first objective was really to allow you to manage your entire mobile application base. So you will be able to target every platform, iOS, Android, Windows, Windows Phone, with a single access and a single platform. And you'll be able to address your users in all and audience in all these platforms. The second part, we really wanted something where you would be able to engage your users in a unique way, to have really specific conversations, very personalized, and be able to really segment the user base in order to target the right people at the right time. The third principle, really the objective, is boosting the user base, increasing retention, and making sure that users remain active. And lastly, of course, if your app is about monetization, advertising, buying things, that's where retention comes into play, because more users mean better selling and the ability to upsell, cross-sell, etc. And that's also one of the key design goals we had in mind. So what does the platform provide? First, as you've seen in the video, a full analytics solution to allow you to collect data about usage. So you'll have complete analytics and insights about what users are doing. The objective is for you to understand the behavior and start imagining which segments you'll be able to target in order to start conversation with your users. Second, of course, the best of breed solution in terms of push notification and communication platform. So it includes all the platform push notification, APNS, GCM, Amazon Device Messaging, Windows, MPNS, and WNS. So you'll have all the messaging platforms out there. But you'll also have a full in-app messaging system delivered by Azure Mobile Engagement, where you'll also be able to engage your users directly within the application. The third feature that you'll get is a full set of APIs, because we really wanted you to be able to not only have the possibility to create campaigns and targeting from a UI, but also be able to automate all this directly from your backend. So we have APIs for every single feature of the platform, and you'll be able to integrate this into your own application and system. And fourth feature, of course, is delivering the promise of Azure. And we want to take great care about protecting your data, making sure that you have the best protection and privacy for your data all around the geographies, keeping the promise of Azure. And of course, the platform will reach the entire Azure base. Currently, it's available in Europe and in the US, and soon everywhere. It's a platform that sends about a billion push every week. So in terms of scale, there is absolutely no problem. We get millions of apps opens every month, and a lot of developer and partners community out there. So how it works? First, you have to integrate our SDK within your app. Again, we have SDK for all the major platforms. This is a small code that you put in the app. You will instrument which data you will collect in order to have both the analytics, but more importantly, the segmentation. The SDK will also manage the life cycle of the push notifications. So it will make sure that the device receives these notifications, either through push or through in-app messages, but also all the statistics, making sure that the user is properly redirected, etc. As you will see in the demo, the SDK does a lot of the work for you, and what we wanted is for you to have something very simple to integrate and make sure that you leverage all these scenarios. This will, of course, interact in the middle with the platform, which is a SaaS-based offering in the cloud. Again, we wanted to have something simple that would provision everything you need without you taking care of it, without you even seeing it, and manage everything for you. The result is either through a front-end or API, a different set of scenario, which can be either looking at very high-level dashboards and insight about what's happening within the apps. Marketing CRM team will be able to create notification campaign, understand how people react, look at what people are doing. And of course, all the developer community will be able to integrate this into complete apps, making sure that it works properly, being able to monitor both the performance of the app, of the campaigns, etc. So let's have a look at a few use cases before we dive into how to do the integration. First and foremost, one of the least properly used use case, which is the welcome. Of course, we've seen all these apps that say, hey, hello, we are glad you downloaded our app. So that's okay, but that's not enough. And actually, it's not a great experience for the user. What we advise our customer is for you to bring value. And what mobile engagement allows you to do is to create several step campaigns where you can design a complete tree of behavior depending on what you are trying to achieve. So first, you have to think about your objectives. Is it to have people authenticate within your app to make sure that they are properly leveraging your app? Is it that they use certain set of features, etc.? The welcome is a great place where you can actually engage them on that. So you could design a campaign where after a couple of days you say, hi, did you know that by signing in you can get this and that value? And then a few days later, if they have not signed yet, or if they have signed yet, you can play different scenarios. So all this is a matter of segmentation, is a matter of understanding how people reacted and how they behaved within the app, and that's typical kind of scenario that you'll be able to play. Another scenario, and this is not related only to media and news, is about informing users about things or making sure that they are aware of a great event, great features. We typically advise that every app actually create some events, some set of events, which are important points in the life of the app, so that it can play as an anchor for users to come back to the app and to actually say stay engaged. So that is again something that works best with a great segmentation, because these events can serve either to interact with a specific category of user that will be interested in this kind of news, or it can be leveraged in order to attract again users that might be losing interest. Another example, and of course you can imagine hundreds of these scenarios, but we just wanted to give a few ones that make the most out of Azure Mobile Engagement, is the click to live video, audio, purchase, these kind of scenarios where you want to direct the user toward a certain feature or a certain content. And there, that's where segmentation is really the best, because what you want is to really make sure that users that will be interested in that content will come and consume it. So ultra segmentation is extremely important. You have to understand which are what is the population that will be interested in that content. It can also be some very important offer that will be used in order to attract churners. So it can be, you know, an exceptional thing that you send only to this small segment of users that are about to leave your application. It can be an offer that will that is targeting people that are extremely loyal to you, and you want to keep maintaining that loyalty. So it's really about imagining these scenarios, getting the right amount of data in order to target these scenarios to the right people, and then Azure Mobile Engagement will do the magic. So now that we've seen briefly what Azure Mobile Engagement is and what it does, let's see how you can actually integrate it in your app. And along the way, we'll see also how you can use the product to build some of these scenarios that we've seen. So how to integrate is pretty easy. The first thing you need, of course, is an app and possibly having a great app. Then we have the complete documentation about the product available on the Azure website. So you'll be able to have to look at that documentation in the product. Okay, so you have the full documentation available on the on Azure about the Azure Mobile Engagement product, where you'll be able to get some very high-level tutorials about how to quickly integrate, which takes a lot of shortcuts, but also the deep documentation about how to integrate Azure Mobile Engagement. Here in the demo and in the example, we'll be integrating with a Windows Universal app. And again, you'll find here all the steps to do that. We designed that documentation in order to be really step-by-step basis to make sure that you can integrate each and every feature with a lot of code examples, so feel free to leverage it. So the next step in the integration is to actually provision an app in the Azure portal. So again, you'll be able to do that directly from your portal that is currently loading here. And you'll find mobile engagement here in as one of the services. So creating a mobile engagement application is pretty easy. You'll find it here in App Services, Mobile Engagement, and just hit Create. It's just a few fields that you have to fill in. You just give a friendly name, my super application, for example, to your application. You can choose which platform you target, because of course, as we support all the different notification systems, you can select them here. You can choose the location you'll be putting the data in. So of course, since our SDK collects behavior data. It will send this data into the cloud, and you can choose where this will be going. And then you can choose what we call a collection, which is really a group of apps. So we usually advise that you use only one collection for all your apps for the sake of simplicity. But of course, you can architect that however you like. So this process will take just a few minutes. Of course, I have already done it in order to prepare that application. And I have my small application here that is called AsMe Player. So let's now dive into how to do that. And let's go ahead and just open this my application here in Visual Studio. So I've prepared quite a few versions for you in order to see all the different steps at different points in the integration, how it plays out. So our application is a very simple video player. Where you have a few links to videos, and let me cut the sound, and where you can just click on the video and it will actually open that video and just play it. So here, what we wanted to do with that application is actually to be able to send relevant content as soon as it becomes available to the user, because we believe that based on the knowledge of which videos are interesting for him, we can probably have our user come back more often to consume as videos become available. So what we need to know is what videos the user has been watching, how often he came to the app, etc. So we will, as you'll see, we'll need to be able to collect information about what the user has been doing in order to segment and then only send the relevant content. So the first step I'll have to do is actually embed the SDK into the application, and this is very simply done. So let me open the next step with this already done. So the very first thing you will need is just to drop the SDK into the application. So this is done very simply on the Windows platform with NuGet, and all you have to do is to search for mobile engagement, and it will search for it and find it. And as soon as it's found, you just click here, install. Of course, here I already did it. You just have to install it and you're done. With that, basically you've put the SDK inside your app. And the binary is all done with the dependencies, etc. On iOS, Android, pretty similar, apart from the fact that there is no NuGet, but you just download the SDK, get the lib, add them to your project, and you're okay. So the next step is basically to let our application know that we have that SDK and it needs to interact with it. So we have basically two things to do. In our app here, in the app code, we just have to let the app know that the SDK is there. So basically, we have an agent. The SDK is represented in the library as an agent, and just initialize that agent. We do it on the launched and the activated events, so that we make sure that whenever the user comes back to the app, the mobile engagement agent is awakened and ready to send data. So doing that makes sure that the agent is running. The next step is basically making sure that whenever that page, that main page of our app is open, we send that information to the backend. And we designed that as simple as possible for you by making sure that it's just a matter of inheriting a page. You can do that also manually via code if inheriting this tag is an issue, but this is the most simple solution for integrating mobile engagement. So just by doing that, inheriting from the tag and making sure that you use engagement page instead of page, our SDK will send all the information to the backend about the fact that the user visited that page, left that page, made a session, etc. So let's try it out. and see the result. So here I have my application running. Let's split and actually look at the mobile engagement portal. So we go back to here. We open the app we provisioned previously, and you have a small engage button here that will actually take you to another portal that is the complete management portal of mobile engagement. So the version that sits on the Azure portal is what allows you to provision resources. And then we have an external portal that will be that one that will allow you to completely manage your application. Our application is there. So that's the ESME player. And as you can see here in our real-time monitoring system, in the session, you can see that, yes, we have one session running because the app was launched. So this validates that we are actually have properly integrated the SDK within the app, that it reacts and that it is communicating with the backend. Let me take the opportunity also to present you the other types of data that can be collected, and then we'll see how to do that. So we can collect a pretty big range of data with mobile engagement. Sessions will be collected automatically with all the screens that are displayed in the application. We have also a notion of job, which is actually an action from the user that can take some time. So this typically could be the duration of watching the video. So if we wanted to monitor that, how long the user is watching the video, this is typically something you can do with a job. We have events that are instantaneous events. So basically, a user makes an action and will, of course, leverage that to monitor the fact that users are actually watching the videos. You also can collect errors, which are really more business or software error that don't lead to crash. So typically here, if the streaming would have failed, we would of course want it to be to know about it, especially because this could be a great opportunity to actually discuss with the user. Let them know, hey, we are sorry, we know you had an issue reading the video, it's now all fixed, please come back. That's really a great way of engaging your user and making sure that you collect these issues is of great value. Same thing for crashes. We collect automatically crashes, not necessarily to really deeply understand the stack traces, etc., but more in order to segment again the user base who had these issues and be able to reach out to them and making sure that they are aware as soon as you have fixed their issues and make sure that you maintain a good relationship with them. Out of that, we derive a number of calculations which represent our analytics. So let me close that app actually. We don't need it anymore. So we calculate a lot of analytics out of the data that is collected. Everything about users, so are they active, are they retained, etc. Of course, the sessions, as we've seen it, the number of sessions, the duration, that also is calculated automatically. Activities represent the screens that are visited by the user. And again, we also calculate the duration of these screens. And what you have to keep in mind is all this is useful not only to look at analytics, but more importantly, again, to segment and making sure that you can use this information in order to target a specific user base. Events, again, counting how many events per session, per user, etc. Jobs and their duration. We also automatically collect all the technicals about your users. So which carrier they are using, the type of device, the firmware, the device model, the version of application, the local, size of the screens, version of the SDK, a lot of information that you will be able to leverage in order to, again, choose which users you are interacting with. Same thing with error, same thing with crashes. So let's come back to our demo. We've seen how easy it was to actually just let mobile engagement know that there was a session, which screen was visited, but that was not our objective. Our objective was we want to be able to engage a user who have looked at a certain type of video. So what we need next is to instrument the actions of the user. So the next step will be making sure that whenever the user actually does these actions, so for example, taps a certain button, we will actually send that information to the mobile engagement platform. So again, like earlier, let's have a look at the next step and a more advanced version of that code. So typically, this will be done in a very simple way. You have nothing to do, especially in the parameters or settings or the manifest, etc. It's just about putting some function calls at certain points of your call of your code, wherever you want to notify about these events. So typically, this can be done through one line of code or a bit more if you want to actually add information about these events. So here, what we are going to do is we are going to send an event called video launched whenever a user taps on one of these video buttons to let mobile engagement know, hey, this user actually launched a video. And we also want to send some parameters, some extra information about that video launch. So we want to say this is a video that comes from Channel 9 and it talks about Azure. And we can have, for all the videos, some other details. So for example, here the second one comes from YouTube, it's about HoloLens and it's in high quality, etc., etc. Here, for the purpose of this demo, I made it hard-coded and very static. Of course, in your application, it will not be like that. It will be dynamic. All this information will come directly from your data stream, from your web services. And it will be typically just one place in your code where you will put that generic send session event with the name of the event. And all the parameters will be parameterized by what you receive from your web service. So again, this was done like that for the demo purpose and to make sure that everyone sees that we can add parameters to these events. So let's run that and see the result. So as earlier, I am going to look at the result in my portal. So we go back to the portal. Here, we go to the monitor, and now what we are looking for is events. So I'm going to go ahead and launch a video. And I should see in a few seconds, as soon as it has detected it. So let's cut that for the sound. We can see that we have our event here that appeared in the portal, and let me open that. So we have our event that appeared, and we have even more than that event. Actually, we have all the details about the event itself. As you can see, it was launched just now, and we have all the details. So let's actually go ahead and run it again and send a few more events as an illustration. So let's go back to our portal here and look at all these events popping it. So I'm going to send the HoloLens video that I like. So that's one. And whenever I'm tapping here, I'm receiving on the server side all the events that are coming with their parameters. So that's really the key part of the instrumentation to make sure that we collect the right data in order to segment the user base. So how is this going to be used? We have here the segments tab where you'll be able to select all these data and make sure that you create groups of users based on the data you've collected. So let's say I want to send a message to all my HoloLens fans. So When I create a segment, I'm actually defining a set of criteria that users must match in order to be in that segment. So if I'm creating a HoloLens fad segment, what I want is people who have seen, I don't know, five videos of HoloLens. So I can select any type of data that is actually collected by the SDK integration. So here, the only thing we did for this simple demo was collecting actual video launched events. And what I'm interested in is the ones that are of a certain type, so type HoloLens. So by doing that, the mobile engagement platform already have seen these events arrive, so it already knows that these exist and propose you in the interface to select them to create your event. So here you are simply saying, I'm interested in the users who made that event video launched with the parameter type and value HoloLens. Then you'll be able to select an observation period in the past. So you'll be able to say, I want everything from all the time or only last week. And you'll even be able to make some relative periods. So for example, you could make a sliding window, from 10 days ago to today. So every day, as the segments will be calculated, it will only look at the last 10 days in a relative way. So you'll have a variating segments, and this typically allows you to do some automatic campaigns that will run all the time and make sure that they only engage these users that match this criteria in that sliding window period of time. So let's go ahead and do that. Then the quantity of events that occurred. So for example, I said I wanted to engage only the fans of this type of video. So let's say I want people who have seen at least 10 videos in the last 10 days in total. And this will be my Holo fans. And that's it. I created my segment. It will be shortly calculated in order to populate every user. So it will go through every user that is in the database for that application and try to match them with these criteria and make sure that they are calculated. So just to give you an example of segments, so this was one very similar done for all the people who actually launched a Channel 9 video. This was a very similar one for Xbox fans, so where we selected only heavy users that visited the application at least five times and who launched a video of type Xbox at least five times. So you can see that this is the real link between the integration you made of the SDK within the application, the data that is collected through the instrumentation, and how it's going to be used then for the engagement and the notification process. Okay, so the next step that we want to do is to make sure that we can actually leverage these segments to engage the users, so to send them notifications. So the next step in the integration is actually to integrate the push notification system. Again, this is pretty simple. And let's open the last solution with the notification enabled for you to see how it's done. So again, it's pretty simple. It's two main steps, where the same way we have an agent for all the data collection, we have a specific agent for all the push notification system. So you can use the data collection in isolation with the notification system. Basically, you just have to initialize it the same way we initialize the agent. So on the unlaunched, as well as the unactivated, to make sure again that the agent is properly initialized. Then the next step in the XAML, in the manifest, is to make sure that toasts are enabled, and also to make sure that your app is properly registered for notifications in the Dev Center. I won't go into details here. It's really Just make sure you have all the documentation on that, and it's also available in our documentation. So the next step is to enable the in-app messaging system. So basically, by activating in the manifest the toast, you'll be able to receive the push notification out of the application when the app is not running. But we also provide you the ability to have in-app notification. And again, we try to do that as simple as possible for you by making it just some manipulation on the XAML. So here, instead of using page as was earlier, or engagement page for only the data collection, we have another type that is engagement page overlay that actually does everything the engagement page does, plus supports all the in-app messaging system. And this, basically, just by doing that, you make sure that your application will display in-app messages whenever they are sent by the platform. There are a few other details that are small and minor that I'll not touch here, but make sure that you read the documentation step by step, and you'll get it working. So let's have a look at how that runs and what it does in real life. So again, I'll split my screen to make sure that I can demo that to you. We'll go back to our engagement portal again, and we'll send a message, an in-app message, or that could be also a push notification. It's done exactly the same way to the application. So Reach is our push notification campaign manager and in-app message campaign manager. So that's the place where the CRM team, the marketing teams, etc., will create the push campaign. And of course, on your side, that you can actually test that your integration is properly done. So this is done by a simple press of a button saying new announcement. You just have to give a name to your campaign. So my test campaign, for example. Hoping I don't have already tens of these. We'll send a message anytime, which means it can be a toast if the app is not running. If the app is running, it will display as an in-app message. I'm going to give a title, so hello player, for example. This is my notification test. So that's the simple message I want to send to the application. We have tons of options, really, for you to use. We have complete life cycle, which allows you to do a notification followed by displaying a web view, a simple text, or just redirect to a page with a deep linking. So you have many, many options there that I'll let you explore. Then, for the sake of this of time, let's just do that most simple notification and create this campaign. Once it's created, it needs to be activated, which allows you to create some workflows with some validation, etc., depending on the requirements of your team. And then the campaign is activated. Let's go and see the stats. So as you can see, my notification appeared here on top of the application. So you can see it here. Now let's look at the stats. We have real-time statistics also from the notification. And as you can see, I was pushed. So I have one device that was pushed. And if I actually click that notification, automatically the stat updates to say, oh, okay, so one user replied and one action. If I had clicked the little cross, it would have said one person replied, but no one actually actioned because I didn't click on the notification, I dismissed it. So that's simple. It shows us that our integration is actually working, and we have, by doing that, done a complete integration where we collect data about what users are doing. We created an environment where a marketing person, a CRM person, etc., can go ahead and segment the user base, make sure that they create groups of people that are relevant to the kind of messages and use case we want to send them, and also the possibility to create ad hoc campaign through a UI in a very simple manner. So we've done the first step here, and we really have a complete scenario that is readily available. But we didn't want to stop there. We wanted to make sure that some of these campaigns that are powerful or that can be automated are actually integrated with our backend. And that's where we have a set of APIs that come into play, where we have APIs where you can actually import data into the platform. For example, user or device data, such as, I don't know, a scoring, or it can be an expiration date, whether it's a premium customer or not, etc. So you can really import from other sources data that will also complement the behavior data that you will have collected in your application. We also have APIs for you to do complete campaign management, so you can create these campaigns just as we did from the UI through an API, and that's what actually we'll do later in the demo, collect statistics, etc. You can also implement use cases where you send individual push, which is a great tool to say, hey, I don't know, your package is ready to be delivered, or this kind of notifications. So you can completely automate your use cases through that. So if we draw the entire picture, a typical usage will be so once you have integrated either your team through their browser, creating ad hoc campaign, looking at behavior, creating segments, etc., or for all these use cases that make sense to automate with a CRM, an existing CRM system, a data warehouse, a content management system, etc., you can automate completely the engagement process. And that's actually what we will do. We will automate the sending of a notification from a very simple content management system that we built on SharePoint, actually. So basically, in our demo case, the user creates content in the CMS, and automatically it will create a campaign and send the notifications. So let's have a look at that. So yeah, of course, the APIs that it's going to leverage is the API to actually create a campaign, which are REST API with the content and the payload, typically JSON objects, that will allow you to define all the parameters, everything that you've seen in that form that you can do interactively from the website, you can define also in the JSON payload. So let's have a look at that. I have here another, so let me close that and reclaim the space. So I have here a small program that will perform that. And the way it interacts with our content management system is, which I'm going to pop up here. So as I said, we have a simple content management system created on SharePoint, and whenever we want to notify user, post content and notify user, it's just a matter of creating a new item. So we made a simple intermediary step here. Normally, this would, of course, all be automatic. As soon as I post the content, it will create the campaign. Here we added a manual step for me to have the possibility to show you how the code reacts to that. So let's say I'm posting a great video, so latest Xbox, for example, and check it out, our super Xbox video. So let's imagine that's the message we want to send, and so normally here, typically, you would transfer the user with a URL scheme, for example, that could be player, semicolon, slash, slash, video, slash, 1234, that would directly send the user to the right video in the app. So that's how you implement deep linking with mobile engagement. Here, just for the sake of the demo, we will just send to Bing, for example. So here I posted some content to our content management system. It's here. It's not processed. So process is the small manual step that we used for the demo purpose. And in our demo, actually, we have that small program that would be called as a whenever the trigger new content posted would be done. So that program will just watch all the content that is not processed and call the APIs. So we do that through by just calling the REST API. So first the create API with the JSON payload here, where we specify the campaign name, the type of notification. We use the title that was input here as a parameter for the notification title. We use the message here for the message and the URL in order to redirect the user. We will also put it in the campaign. So that's where you can create something that is totally dynamic and just call the API. A few other parameters. The full documentation is available on MSDN here, and you'll find it directly also from the mobile engagement portal here via link to documentation. So then we just post the call to the API and it will run. We, as we've seen in the UI, we have a second step which is activate. So once the campaign is created, it needs to be activated to actually start sending a notification. That's a great opportunity also for you to create a two-step validation where your workflow might include some content creation and potentially some validation by another team. Again, the activate is a REST API, like every single feature in the mobile engagement product. So let's actually launch again our application to see the result. Okay. Now I want to go back to my simple program that will do that thing that is supposed to be automatic, but we made a manual for the sake of the demo. So it will just process all the SharePoint content, try to find anything that was not processed, and as soon as it finds some content, just calls the right API and make sure that it creates the campaign. So let's have a look at our engagement portal. So you can see that actually you can find that campaign in the UI the same way as it was done earlier manually. Here, even if it was done automatically by an API call, you can find it still in the UI. You can get the stats. So again, we can see here that we had one that was pushed. So let me actually dismiss that. And we can see there was one interaction with the notification, but actually that interaction was a failed interaction because I actually dismissed the in-app message instead of clicking it. So here we've seen how you can totally integrate this the mobile engagement solution into your existing workflows, into your business process, and really leverage it in order to not only be a tool that will be used by the team directly to engage their users, but totally be integrated in your application and in your backend. I hope you liked that demo. Feel free to try it out. So you'll find it in your Azure portal under mobile engagement. You can create, you can use it for the first 100 monthly active users for free. So feel free to try it out. Thank you.